spanking new shiny miracle. But pow! It ended as one great big fat slimy mess. Right, Ben. The big man says, cast out now into deep water. Let down your nets for a catch. And simple Simon, old loudmouth Simon, he says, okay, boss.
Right, Ben.
And now we're stuck with two boatloads of piscatorial putrescence.
Right, Sam.
I don't know who I'm angrier at.
Old loudmouth or the big man?
Me neither, Sam.
I wouldn't ask a guy to forsake his fish and follow me.
Me neither, Sam.
And I don't think I'd be dumb enough to do it if anyone asked me to.
Me neither, Sam.
Fish I know.
Sure, Sam.
Boats I know.
Sure, Sam.
And nets I know.
Sure, Sam.
What are we gonna do with all these damn fish?
Good question, Sam.
What are we gonna do with all these damn running fish?
Good question, Sam.
What are we gonna do with all these damn rotting, stinking fish?
Good question, Sam.
Here I thought the big man was giving us all the fixings for a real slam-bang fish fry.
Sure, Sam.
And when that fell through, you'd have thought at least some of the crowd would have stayed behind long enough to bury the fish.
Sure, Sam.
Everyone knows there's a mighty quick count to the cry, fresh fish! Three cries and you're out.
Fresh fish!
Strike one!
Fresh fish!
Strike two!
Fresh fish!
No! Yuck!
Did he come this way?
Who?
Who?
The big man, of course. Oh, we've been looking for him for days, weeks, months. Has he been here?
Yeah. Yep.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, did you hear that, my beloved? Oh, you must pardon our impatience and incredulity. It's just that we've walked so far and are so very tired. Oh, it seems that we're always just a day late. All we have seen so far are the witnesses to his wondrous presence. The beggar who saw his first sunset. Or the little granny who heard her first chirp from a yellow-bellied sapsucker. The skinny little couple who danced their first hora. The scarlet woman, now dressed in white.
Black.
Oh, we have seen his marvelous calling cards lavishly scattered on village and countryside. But him, we've not seen.
Well, little lady, we've got one of his calling cards right here. And believe me, it's a whopper.
Right you are, Sam.
It makes all those other miracles look like pretty small potatoes.
Right you are, Sam.
It's not one of them two-bit miracles you have to see in order to believe.
Right you are, Sam.
Did you hear that, my beloved? Please, sir. Please, please, where is this wondrous work? Just the sight of it will give us the strength to continue our search for him.
Take a deep breath, little lady. You'll find it.
That's impossible. The stench from that pile of rotten fish is too great.
Don't knock the fish, honey. That's your miracle.
Rotten fish? Rotten fish? I don't understand.
I don't understand it either, honey, but the big man's been here. There's the evidence. One of his calling cards, lavishly piled on the shore.
You must be joking.
When I joke about fish,
no siree, Sam.
Would I joke about rotting fish?
No siree, Sam.
Would I joke about rotting, stinking fish?
No siree, Sam.
Were you here when it happened?
I was here.
He was here.
Did you see it happen?
I saw it.
He saw it.
Are you sure it was he?
It was him.
It was him.
Then this must be one of his mystery miracles. And as such, it has meaning only to the eyes of the faithful.
I suspect it also has some meaning to the nostrils of the unfaithful.
And I'll just bet you that it speaks more powerfully to my nose than it does to your eyes.
I wonder what he was trying to say through these fish.
Please, dear wife, don't be presumptuous.
only the learned men sitting on alabaster benches can discern the meaning of this sign. They alone can banish our wonder. True, we can see, but then we must ask them if what we saw was what we ought to have seen. Or if they see that what we saw ought to have been seen as we saw it. At least that's the way I see it.
Right you are, dear husband. As the sage said, full heart, empty head. Oh, how blessed it is that we can bring our questions to the men on the alabaster bench.
And how blessed it is we can give our money to them. As the sage said, without a salary, the saint is silent.
Now, I don't mean to knock another man's trade, but I don't need those boys resting their overstuffed brains on alabaster benches. Tell me what this thing's all about.
Me neither, Sam.
Trade? Overstuffed brains? You don't need them to tell you. By the beard of the prophet, sir, you have a sour tongue.
I, ma'am, have a sour nose.
Lars, say something.
You, sir, are unlettered, unkempt, and uncouth.
Hey, listen, buddy, as the sage has said, you can just hug my nasturtiums and kiss my asters. Okay.
Would you like to talk about it?
hallucination, about seeing things. You know, like visions?
Well, just yesterday, she told me she'd seen something with three heads, 7 feet, 12 arms, and a tail made of 77 gigantic owl pits.
Did you hear that? 3, 7, 12, 77, such symbolism. Truly the harp within her spirit was strung by heavenly zephyrs.
Our Hades, she had a stomach ache.
She'd eaten 77 owls and she always spit out 70 pits.
Man, do we have the action at our house?
Hey, friend, just what kind of pots do you make?
Let's get back to the fish.
With shovels?
Of course not. I would like to hear your non-childlike interpretation of this miracle. Since you question the veracity of learned men and belittle those who don't, I would like to hear what these peers say to you. They surely must say something to you.
Oh, they do. They do. And you want to hear what they say to me?
With all my heart, I do.
Why not?
Sock it to them, Sam. Well, now, I don't exactly know where to begin. I haven't philosophized since, since last year's Harvest Festival at Obadiah's Wine Press.
Oh, yeah!
Now, let's forget the bashing match and return to the question. What is it these fish say to you? Remember?
Of course I do. The words. The words that come bleedingly forth from those sharp, bony jaws. Bleedingly, I say, they come forth. But they are lovingly bathed, cleansed, and purified by the soft down of angel wings. Wings that have been dipped in the azure pools of early morning's dew. Up they come, caught by lordly zephyrs, shaped and harmonized by the celestial songwriter. They ride through the heavens on blasts from golden trumpets, saying,
yes!
Sing!
Yes, yes!
Sing!
Yes, yes!
Sing!
Yes.
Bury us, cause we stink!
Notice also that I call you neighbors. Yes, the word is neighbors.
Why, you ask?
Why, I didn't ask.
Ah, my good young friend, Autumnleaf. No, which is the hallmark of an agile mind and of good breeding. And we all know, I repeat, we all know how this great land of ours needs good breeding. Yes, sirree, good breeding from top to bottom. For it is written that... What is that god-awful smell?
Rotten fish. What'd you think it was? Brady and Rosie's pleasure emporium?
What did I tell you? Agile mind. Agile, agile, agile. Anyway, I'm here to tell you...
Okay, neighbor. How can we be of assistance to you? And if you don't mind, can we get right to the point?
Right to the point. Right to the point. That's what I like. Man of action. Cut through red tape. Smash the obstacles. Eradicate all shilly-shallying. Get right to the point. I'm looking for some boats.
Whose?
Mine.
Yours?
Why, yes. Just a few hours ago, I became the proud, I repeat, proud owner of two of the finest boats on this lake. This very lake.
Well, who did you buy them from?
Who did I buy them from? Buy them from? I? Oh, sir, what a commercial mentality you have. I see facts and figures, profit and loss, barter and trade written all over you. And that's not good. Well, that's not good at all. It's nothing less than a portent of illness. Ominous, ominous, ominous. Neighbor, let me introduce you to a whole new world. Yes, a whole new world. The world of grace. Unearned favor, unmerited gift, undeserved treasure. Friend, people gave me, I repeat, gave me these boats. Open your eyes, neighbor, to this other world, this new world.
So give us something already.
Agile, agile, agile.
Can you tell me exactly who gave you their boats?
Ah, some splendid chaps. Yes, siree, sir. Top drawer men all. And from good stock. I repeat, good stock. A one-of-a-kind type. Soul of the earth they were. And I'm here to tell you that they...
Their names?
Simon Peter and his partner. You know them.
Yeah, I know a loudmouth and the short fuse, brother.
Sir, you are talking about holy men. These men have just left everything they own. I mean, I'm here to tell you they have left, renounced all their material possessions to follow the big man. And if that's not holiness, then I don't know holiness.
The big man? You've seen him?
Oh, not only have I seen him, my little lady, I had lunch with him a day before yesterday.
I don't believe you.
Well, ask anybody. There must have been at least 5,000 of us there. I'm glad you asked. There I was sitting in this dingy little bistro when the boys walked in for something to cut the trail dust from their throats. But I'm here to tell you, they soon cut it away. Every last particle they cut away. Anyway, I overheard them talking how great it was to be free at last. Yes, those were their words. Their very words. Free at last. From the non-essentials of life. They seem to have left everything behind. I repeat, everything.
Everything?
Then they began to brag about the things they had left behind. Oh, they really went into it. Talk about your one-upmanship. It seems they left their fishing boats, nets, houses, farms, savings accounts, blue chip stocks. I took an immediate interest in renunciation. I mean, those non-essentials really grabbed me.
So what happened next?
I'm glad you asked. I asked them what they planned to do with those renounced non-essentials, and they said nothing. Did you hear that? The word was nothing. But Peter, now get this, Peter said, let them rot. R-O-T, rot. Oh, he does put a fancy turn in a phrase. And I asked, you don't want them? And they said, to a man, they said no.
So you said.
I'm glad you asked. I said, that's mighty poor stewardship. James and John thundered out a curse. Oh, those two are rough ones. I repeat, rough ones. But Peter said, although it was more like a command, Peter said, speak on. You have Peter's ear. Oh, he does put a fancy turn in a phrase, doesn't he?
And you spoke on.
Oh, right, you are. Very quickly, very simply, and very directly, I said, instead of letting your property go to waste, why not give it to me? I'll use it, now get this, I'll use it as a sacred trust. And what do you know? What do you know? They gave everything over to me.
Everything?
How right you are. So gloriously right. And that's not all. Soon they spread the word among other holy men. And before long, I was swamped. Yes, the word is swamped with non-essentials. I'm here to tell you that in the last 2 days, I've picked up 12 boats, all fully equipped. 4 fallow fields, 1 fabulously famous fig farm, a sizable stand of sycamore trees, 11 lovely lotus pools, 6.5 herd of gaunt goats, a crippled but quaint camel, it'll make a nice pet for the child, 4 townhouses, a cheese factory, and oh yes, a little old man. He was little and he was old. Obadiah was his name. Seems he left me his vineyard. Wine press included! Ah, viva la renunciation!
Oh, Obadiah must have been hit in the sauce pretty hard.
So now you're getting ready to settle down as the richest man in these parts.
Not on your life, Buster. I plan to follow the big man. Yes, I'm gonna follow the big man over hill and dale. Just think what the pickings will be like when he hits the big cities. And just think, it nearly drives me crazy. Just think what it'll be like when the movement goes international. I'm here to tell you that the non-essentials in the Gentile world are staggering. Yes, the word is staggering.
But who's gonna look after things while you're on the trip?
Cousins. Would you believe, by count, I have 138 cousins. And all of them have cousins.
Are you returning to the big man tonight?
Well, just as soon as I get these numbers off the boats.
May we go with you?
No, I'm not moving another step.
Lars, what are you saying?
You heard me.
But I don't understand you. Don't you realize that our search hasn't ended? Oh, it's nearly over, but it hasn't ended yet.
It has for me. I now know what I set out to learn. Any more searching would be based on an indecent curiosity. Curiosity may stretch the mind, but it strangles the heart.
Lars, what kind of drivel have you been reading now?
I hadn't been reading, just thinking.
How curious.
Now, just a minute. That's enough of that. He's my husband, and if anyone is going to point out his inconsistencies, it'll be me. But we've no time for that now. I know this is going to shock you. I'm afraid it will even hurt you. But I must. I simply must continue my search. I am going with Mr. Carpe.
Ah, 1 minute, little lady. Just 1 minute, if you please. As one neighbor to another, I'm happy. Yes, the word is happy to offer you my services. However, precedent and protocol require one professional question. What do you have to renounce?
A pottery.
What?
A half interest in a pottery.
Now wait one little minute. You've already renounced one of my businesses. You're not renouncing the other one.
Ye of little faith.
Hey, he's not a man of little faith. It's precisely because he's a man of faith at all that he refuses to get caught up in this rat race, this carnival.
Rat race? Carnival? A chair! A chair! Give me a chair! A bench! A raffle deal! Oh, such profanation has undone me! What a way to talk about the big man! Water! Oh, woe is me! Water! Or a snort of wine if you have it.
Oh, knock it off, fella! I wasn't talking about the big man. I wasn't talking about that handful of guys. He looked straight in the eye and said to them, not to me, not to you, not to the crowd, but to them, follow me. No, I wasn't talking about those cats. I'm talking about the hundreds, and I suppose there'll soon be thousands of faithless people. Yes, friend, the word is faithless. I'm talking about all the faithless people who go running day after day, month after month, waiting, always waiting to see if he is the promised one. Hell, I know he's the promised one, and you know, and you know, and you know. So why go through life acting as though we didn't know? As if we're still waiting for that one great deed that would finally convince us that he is the promised one. And that our daily lives are caught up in that promise.
Well, that's easy for you to say. You saw him. You heard him. You saw one of the miracles. Would you deny me those sights?
Absolutely. That is, I would
doesn't matter if you don't already believe it, he is the promised one. If you don't believe it, if the things you've heard and seen from others are not enough, if you believe that the recognition of truth and joy is limited to what your eyeballs see, to what your eardrums hear, and to the unerring touch of your 10 little pinkies, then run, sister, run! Join the parade! See all you can see! Hear all you can hear! Touch all you can touch! But I'll just bet you this. You follow that crowd for a million miles. Live with them for 1,000 years, and I'll bet you'll be no closer to faith than you are right now.
Good point, Sam. Now you're rolling.
Angelica, don't go. Please don't go.
Have no fear, dear husband. You know, of course, that I must continue my search, even if you are not by my side. But fear not. I shall walk a good 20 paces behind Mr. Carpe, and should he decide to offer services other than those of a guide, a most temporary guide, I shall scream so loudly that a legion of angels will be at my side forthwith. And should they be delayed more than a moment, I will with these very fingernails claw him, if not to death, at least to civility.
I'm not worried about that creep. It's quite obvious he has but a single appetite. But don't worry. If you want to go, if you decide to go, I'll go with you. And if we don't find the big man tonight, I'll go with you tomorrow, and the next, and the next day, until we finally find him. Not because I think you're right. Really, I have thoughts that this guy is right. And what's more, I think that you think that he's right too. But I will go with you, because you are my wife, and I love you very, very much.
Oh, I've never heard you talk this way before. Oh, goodness, now I am confused. I don't know. I don't know what to do, or what to believe, or whom to believe in. I've tried so hard, and I'm still so lost.
Oh, come on, sister, knock it off. I mean, real doubt, real unbelief, it's just too damn gutsy to be sentimentalized. Until your pretty little lower lip stops quivering, and your gut starts bleeding, don't talk about doubt and unbelief.
Easy, fella, easy.
Okay. But, lady, you know what you believe in, right? I mean, you've got a pretty good idea about what the big picture is all about, right?
Well, yes, I suppose I do.
You suppose you do?
Oh, all right then, yes. I know what I believe.
And you know who you believe in, right?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
So what's the problem then? Isn't it one of style?
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Style, baby, style. What'd you do with your life once an ultimate's been established?
And what's an ultimate?
The absolute.
And what's that?
God!
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, that sounds very nice. It's very convincing. But don't you see? He needs me.
Which he?
The big man, of course.
You have the gall. Do you dare to say that once again? Lady, you've got this needs business all mixed up. He's the one who needs you, and you need him.
Oh, all right. But if the big man doesn't need me, then what do you think he expects of me?
That you live, baby, live. Live knowing the promise has been kept.
Live? Oh, but just to live is so ordinary.
Ordinary? Listen, lady, if you think that living is ordinary, then you just haven't lived.
Yes.
Yes, well, now that we have that settled, friends and neighbors, I'm
beat it.
Would you repeat that?
Beat it. Beat it before I tell you just what I think of your good neighbor.
Well, right, time is running on, so ta-ta now.
Beat it, Matt.
Ha 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 ha!
this mess all by ourselves. We're